WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Track with Karen Morton. Very, very nice to have you with us this afternoon. It is Thursday. It is 2 o'clock. So here we are, and I am surrounded by people today. I was distraught this afternoon. I thought I had a couple of people lined up to do the show to talk about immigration today, and they could not do it. And so I called a couple of other people, and they both had the flu. That was not going to work. But then into my life, we were fortunate this time. This time, Velvet Voice.
Bill Hay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Roger. Yeah,
I gotta interrupt for just a second. Yeah, Roger, yeah. How does it make you feel? She had some people set up, uh-huh. And they bailed. Uh-huh. Then she called some people, and they had the flu.
Because he wants to go home. That's because I know for a fact that if he could leave here at 2 o'clock, he would love to do that. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, but then you went out and trolled the hallways and dragged us in here like we're third string. How many dates to the prom did you have?
Okay. If those of you who have not recognized that voice, we do have Bill Hay in the because he was walking down the hall and then we went, ooh, wanted to sit in. So he graciously decided to do that. So, but yes, but Roger is with us a lot, but I know that he wants to go home. And I know that for sure because sitting on the desk in front of Roger.
That's mine.
That's all Bill's stuff.
Oh,
that's all
Bill's
stuff, yeah. So I can DD Mao out of here if I have to. In a heartbeat. I'm here because Henry told me I could have double my appearance fee to be on the air today.
So. Ooh, yeah. Doubled your fee,
just in time
huh?
Just for Christmas, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, really. Well, it's kind of like that's kind of like being the chairman of the Republican Party.
Exactly.
You know? Go ahead, double my fee.
Double my fee.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an unpaid position?
It isn't. Yes. Absolutely an unpaid position. Yes, unfortunately. Oh, gosh, I'm so sad. Those 18-hour days. That I gave up for free for the 2 years and running are done. So
okay.
I was just overcome.
Well, you know, I know you say that, but you put in a lot of time and effort and everything, and really
I put in a lot of time.
Really increased the exposure of the Duval County Republican.
You know what?
Executive committee.
Thank you, and we actually got a lot done. We got a lot of infrastructure done that I don't think will be undone because nobody's that stupid to take it apart.
Right.
They'll use it. They'll you know, do whatever they want to do with it to use it for their purposes. But
Plus,
the infrastructure's there.
And you can continue to volunteer to, you know, help
absolutely.
The cause, even if you don't have an official title.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm still a member of the Republican Executive Committee, for sure. And people said, well, now what are you going to do? I'm like, well, you know what? There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
It's not like we didn't have a lot of other things going at the same time, and I was very fortunate during that 2 years. 2 years when you have an establishment structure like we have in Duval County, that is, you know, the money people, the people who've been here forever, the people who've known each other since birth, you know, and they met in the nursery, you know, their bassinets were next to each other and they've known each other all their lives. That kind of deal. You get a lot of that in Jacksonville. I moved here, 17 years
ago
or so?
And not necessarily for the
good.
And by
the way, Ray Morton is here in the studio today as well. If he leans up and says hi, you might even hear him. But he's not leaning up, so.
Yeah, there you go. He's the moderator. He keeps us in track.
Yeah.
He's the referee.
Yeah, exactly. But when you have that kind of entrenched swamp, you know, we have our own swamp here. And then you take that power away for 2 years. Oh, my God. It was just unending.
No,
unending.
We don't have a swamp here. We have a marsh.
Yeah.
Drain the marsh.
Yeah, that's right. Drain the marsh.
So
So
and both of you were very involved with the Republican Party out in the West Coast as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, in the West Coast.
In fact, Ray was the most dangerous man in the state of California by the Democrats.
Actually, for one of his campaigns, that was true. That was true.
Unanimous vote.
Because he went, because he did run for office twice. He ran for Congress and he ran for state Senate. But when he did that, he didn't. Well, you know, you go to the Republican things and you play to the choir. Okay,
right.
Fine. But he went to the Democrats. He actually, in one of his races, he actually got the endorsement of the Hispanic newspaper in San Jose, California. Mm. I mean, that's massive.
Five labor unions,
And he went into the labor unions and said, wait a minute.
Who's
like, exactly what have they done for you? The guy that...
Pete Wilson?
Pete Wilson,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. His wife, Gail... was came from oil money.
Okay.
And she was they were very instrumental in making extra money by putting the MTBE additives into the gasoline. The MTBE that causes cancer when you smell the fumes of it.
You got on this line you were going down about old money and entrenched
you,
and everybody knowing since birth.
Mm. Right.
I have the kind of a segue into we're seeing that kind of entrenched attitude with mm-hmm. respect to the taking down of the Hartbridge Expressway.
Well, exactly, and this is a very good point because I posted some stuff about that on Facebook just yesterday, and we have in Duval County what I have come to call the three-party system. We have the Democrats, we have the Republicans, and then Republican Party, and then we have the Chamber Party.
Right.
Those are the three parties in Duval. And now that the old guard has taken their power back in the Republican Party, there's not nearly as much of a schism between the Republicans and the
Chamber.
The Chamber as there was a week ago. But nonetheless, that turning that around takes just an unbelievable amount of time. In 2 years, I probably was able to get the boat to turn maybe 90 degrees, certainly not 180.
Mm.
2 years is not enough time to swim upstream and really make that huge difference in the current. But we could get a lot done, and we did get a lot done. And we got a lot that we had. Huh?
What was your biggest accomplishment when you were a chairman or chairwoman of the Duval County GOP?
You know, I think that our biggest accomplishment is that we were actually able to figure out, even though the other side was oblivious, that that there was a huge push here in Duval County by the Democrat liberal side of the country, really, to come into Duval County, target Duval, because we were the only metropolitan area in Florida that carried for Trump in 2016. We didn't carry him by much. It wasn't even 50%. It's 48.48%. But that made us a huge target. If they could turn Duval, then we could. They could essentially take the governor's mansion and be in charge of Florida for 2020 for the presidential election.
And almost did.
And the only way we kept them from doing that is they were after a 35,000 to 40,000 vote margin. A victory here in Duval County, and we increased our voter turnout from a historic high of 60% to 70.92% in a midterm, and I am very proud of that. People go, well, you know, we still were down. Yeah, we were still down, but dear God, at least we noticed the difference and did
something
about it.
Imagine what would have happened if the supervisor of elections would have mailed out the reminder cards for the vote by mail people that had their ballots expired and didn't get one mailed to them.
Well, there's things.
41,000 people didn't get those reminder cards. Even if you divide it in half, there's over 20,000 votes that just didn't.
True, but on the other hand, we did the Republican Party. I'm very proud of the piece that we put together. Our slate piece was actually a 4-page kind of fold out magazine, if you will, that we mailed out to every single absentee ballot holder. And also we're able to send out to all of the people who don't normally vote in a midterm election. It was specifically targeted those people. So I was very, 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 very proud that we were able to get over 70% turnout in a midterm election. Unheard of. And yet we were able to do that. So that was a huge accomplishment. I know that we're probably past our time. Are we extending our time? We're good? Okay, okay. I'm not paying any attention. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out the signals from the booth over there. But anyway, that I was very proud of that. You know, and we did a lot of, there's a lot of things going on. In 2 years, you get to meet a lot of people and you get to make a lot of relationships and make things happen that that you can do. You can continue to work on different projects without necessarily being officially the Republican Party of Duval County. So I'm proud of what we did.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hold on, folks. We're going to be talking a lot more.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're looking for jewelry this holiday season, we have what you want at Underwoods, and we carry the hottest and best names you'll find anywhere in North Florida. The biggest name in designer jewelry is David Yurman, and his looks are more popular today than they were years ago when Underwoods introduced this designer to Jacksonville. And we carry David Yurman not just in ladies' jewelry, but also in timepieces and his extensive collection of men's jewelry. If it's a watch you're looking for, we carry Rolex and other watches considered to be the best in their price points. We also carry extensive collections of the jewelry we import directly from Italy and Spain that are always popular for their quality, style, and value. So if you want the hottest and most popular jewelry and want to be waited on by the most professional staff in the business, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Hey, this is Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate, and I have some fantastic news. Effective January 2019, we are moving to prime time. That's right, we will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. I will be ready for your commute home. So you want to tune in, because we will still bring you the latest trends in Jacksonville and keep you updated on what's happening around the area. Each week, we'll have different professionals, whether it be a lawyer, a lender, or anyone in between. Rapid Fire Real Estate, live every Wednesday at 5 p.m.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Inside Track with Karen Morton. And I have with me Roger Henderson, Bill Hay.
For the time being.
This yeah.
Is... Oh, my God.
Until the food runs out, then we're out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's a beeline. And Ray Morton is in the studio with me as well. We were talking about the local Republican Executive Committee and everything. One thing I wanted to mention, because Bill, actually, you brought it up during the break. He was talking about working with volunteers on a totally unrelated project, and how difficult it is to get volunteers to sometimes do things or meet time frames and those kinds of things, because they're volunteers. They're just like us, you know. They're getting those big bucks, you know. So,
and you're battling with egos. You're battling with people mm-hmm. that were, you know, very popular in high school, and now 40 years later for the reunion, they want to be very popular again. And it's it is absolutely amazing. folks out there, if you want to have some fun and lose your hair and weight and stress out and put yourself possibly into cardiac arrhythmia, offer to plan one of your high school reunions.
Yeah.
Everybody should do it once so that they realize what having a catastrophic psychiatric break with reality is like. Try to get people that were popular in high school to realize that this isn't 40 years ago.
It was 5 years ago.
It's just now.
This is right now. Right. Things have changed. We're all grown up now.
Yeah, the teachers aren't going to decorate the cafeteria for you. You actually have to come in and actually decorate the walls if you want it to look nice.
It is, and you will find, just as we always have in all of our other organizations, you'll find those two or three people that are willing to actually get out there.
Other than yourself, Bill, who was the most popular person of your graduating class?
Ooh, good question.
Not popular, I'm sorry, famous now.
Famous now?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I won't give her name out on the air, but she is a star of a TV show.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
She is the local main TV? No, national.
Really?
The number one rated show on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wonderful woman. Absolutely wonderful woman. And prior to that, she was a star on Broadway. She was destined to succeed.
She was always in the school plays and things like that.
Great singer. Always stand out. And a good person, too.
Now, which high school is this?
Sandalwood High School.
Sandalwood.
Okay. Yeah. But let's get back to the meat of your track.
The inside track. So a week ago, Monday, was the election. And the new chairman of the Republican Party is Dean Black. And Dean had explained to everybody that he was planning on running for city council, but he just had to let that go and become the chairman of the Republican Party to save us all.
Is his transition team in place now?
Yeah, I think so, kind of. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. And now reality is that, he'd been planning to run for city council for a year and a half, and I kept trying to get him to get off the dime because, if you're going to run, do it now. You ought to declare because you've got zero name recognition and you can't collect any money until you declare. So, but that didn't happen.
He could be right up there with Alvin.
Yeah, could be right up there with Alvin. But Alvin has a little bit more name recognition than...
Yep.
Yeah. So as it turns out, another person is going to get in that same race, and that other person does have name recognition, and that other person would literally suck the air and the money out of the campaign, and there's no possible way at this point that he could do it. So lo and behold, he's also really, really good friends with someone who's in the administrative offices of the mayor, and they want endorsement. And so... I had my conversations there, and I said, hey, if you want to be endorsed, first of all, I don't know that it's necessary because right now you don't really have any, big competition. And if it is necessary, then, the Republican Executive Committee, this is your core team. These are the people who get out and knock on doors and make those phone calls and work their backsides off to get you elected. And when they did that 4 years ago, you kind of disappeared afterwards and nobody's heard from you or seen from you and we haven't had any money. So it would be good if you come over and start, talking with people relating to the Republican Party and asking for the vote.
And in addition to that, you've got two other Republican candidates or will have.
Well, yes, potentially. We got one other Republican candidate plus... potentially another.
January 1st, you will have another.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring. Anyway, he didn't like that at all. Because currently, I don't know that the votes are there. So, Dean had been chairman for less than a week when he mailed out an envelope, and the envelope was to every REC member.
As she's reaching back to find the envelope,
I'm grabbing the envelope, and took less than a week to make changes that says that the rules that prospective members must attend three consecutive meetings before joining the REC is hereby repealed. Now,
wasn't it repealed for a one-night stand during the debacle over whether they were going to endorse Mayor Curry, or back then candidate Curry, or City Councilman Bishop? Wasn't it repealed for that night?
It actually wasn't repealed for that night. It had been... The 3-month rule was there for a reason. The 3-month rule was there so that people Well, two reasons. Number one, you had to show some kind of commitment to the Republican Executive Committee before you become a member. Because when people just come to a meeting and then join for a particular purpose, like casting a vote,
right?
Then you don't see them again. Well, when you don't see them again, now you can't get quorum. Because
right.
nobody
so
shows up.
It was repealed for that night because
it
you
wasn't
didn't have
repealed
a
for that night. The 3 month rule had been in effect for a long, long time, and quite frankly, the 3 month rule was in effect during the entire time that Mayor Curry was chairman of the Republican Party, Duval County. We had that 3 month rule.
But if there
rule,
wasn't
it was
a quorum that night, how
but
did you get an endorsement?
But after. No. You can easily get a quorum.
Sorry, threw you off track.
Yeah, after
transparency and all, you know, I'm
when Rick Hartley became chairman, he was very upset because members of previous executive committees had not. It was very, very difficult for people to get on the committee, even with the 3 month rule. You would turn in your paperwork, you'd wait your 3 months, and then you'd be told, "Oh, we've never received your paperwork." That kind of thing. So he was very frustrated, and he turned it into a one-month rule. And it stayed that way through the Robin Lum deal. It was already 1 month. And stayed that way for I think, two terms. And then I turned it back to the three-month rule because I had sat there on more than one occasion and watched literally one night. We swore in 30 new members who were there to vote,
right?
And then we took a vote,
right?
Absolutely absurd.
And it
absolutely
seems like
absurd.
Now it's going to be done again.
Yes, yes. Now all of a sudden, we're going to be able to flood people into the REC so that certain votes can be taken.
So not
in,
to offend you as the host of the show,
mm-hmm.
but aren't we in a roundabout way as Republicans? Aren't we now kind of doing the same thing we always accuse the Democrats of wanting
absolutely.
To do with illegal immigrants?
Absolutely.
And,
that's exactly what we're doing.
Former inmates.
You know, and that has always been a huge, huge difference between, you know, the factions within the Republican Party. You've got the old guard establishment who will play by whatever rules it takes to get things done. And then you've got the people who say, wait a minute, you know, what about doing the right thing? What about liberty? What about, you know, what about all of these other great things that we believe in, that has always been a huge fracture within the party. This whole thing about unity is absurd. We've never had unity, never.
And in deference to the Republicans that are out there listening, and possibly the Democrats that are listening as well,
yeah,
it's not the candidates for the most part in this part of Florida mm-hmm. that have these kind of issues where they're entrenched. There are quite a few.
This is everywhere. This
it's
is
everywhere.
Not unusual. Yeah.
But there are some candidates who step up to the plate
right.
with the idea that they're going to promote some kind of change in the community and better the community,
right.
and they really want to serve the community.
Right.
And it's not until after they get elected, if they have enough money.
Right.
Because I contend
right.
that you are chosen for whatever office you run for long before the first ballot is ever cast.
In some cases, that is correct.
And so when some of these good people, when some of these transparent people, when mm-hmm. some of these ethical people squeak through and actually get elected,
yeah.
then it doesn't take them long before they catch the inside the Beltway disease.
Well, and depending on where they got elected to, if they got elected to Washington, D.C., or they got elected to City Hall, or they got elected to Tallahassee, for many of them, they are somewhat corrupted, some of them very corrupted
but
after a while.
It's
but,
human
but
nature.
But there are a few who try to hold out, and then you're swimming, again, upstream in a very, very, very heavy current, trying to hold your own because you're not getting any help from anywhere.
No.
You know.
And it's rampant, and every once in a while, not to sing the praises of John Payton. I like John. Good guy, good mayor.
Okay.
But see, he didn't need the money.
Exactly.
He knew he wasn't moving on to any other office. He wasn't trying to
right.
to jump into a state office and
right.
into a national office.
Right.
So he was able to get through all the muck and the mire and actually have a good mayoral term.
Yeah.
Two of them, actually.
Yeah. Okay, we're down to, I think, the last few seconds here, so we will be right back. Do not go away. We're coming back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has told congressional Republicans he will not sign a spending bill passed by the Senate last night to avoid a partial government shutdown on Friday, and he's citing an impasse over money for a border wall with Mexico. House Speaker Paul Ryan said after leaving that meeting at the White House that he and other leaders are going back to Capitol Hill to, in his words, work on adding border security to the legislation. Meanwhile, the House has approved and sent to the president the criminal justice reform bill that he's been asking for. Among other things, this measure will give judges a little more leeway in easing mandatory minimum sentences for some, and it allows nonviolent criminals to qualify more easily for early release. The president is expected to sign that bill into law. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 454 points. Right now, the NASDAQ's down about 130, the S&P 500 off by 43. More details at srnnews.com.
Here's something special for the holidays.
At Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. From the First Coast Jacksonville to the First City St. Augustine.
It's Fields Holiday Ornament One Price Event with our lowest prices of the year clearly marked on ornament tags that decorate each vehicle in stock.
At Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Go to MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com.
It's Fields Holiday Ornament One Price Event.
Plus, get our Fields amenities that include complimentary car washes, loaners, and cafes at no additional charge. Get special low ornament pricing now during our Holiday Ornament One Price Event at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. See Fields first at MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com.
Come see us at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. Fields matters because you matter.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the five short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Inside Track with Karen Morton. I'm with Ray Morton, Bill Hay, and Roger Henderson. We've been having a really good conversation here. But I do want to make sure, if you'd like to join in this conversation or some of the other topics we'll hopefully get to soon, the number is 904-222-TALK. That is 904-222-8255. Give us a call. You're welcome to chime in.
I was surprised how easy it is, apparently, to join the Republican Executive Committee.
You just go
to a meeting and say, I went in?
Well, apparently now, yes.
Is there a fee?
Give a quart of blood.
No. But you got to remember that being a member of the Republican Executive Committee, you're not joining a club, and a lot of people think they are.
Okay.
But you are actually becoming a precinct committee man or woman. And there are a certain number of slots open depending on what precinct you live in. And if there's a slot open, you can become a member. Mm-hmm. But that also means that you are signing up for responsibilities within that precinct. You are supposed to be the Republican Party representative for your precinct. You're supposed to be out there working with your neighborhood and letting people know who you are and how to get hold of you and getting them information and asking them questions and getting them involved in the political process. You're also supposed to be responsible for during the election process, and especially on election day, keeping track of who's voted and who hasn't, making sure those people get to the polls. So there's a responsibility that supposedly goes along with it.
So
very few people do it, but it's...
Let me jump in and Roger tell you that we're not allowed to be there because members of the press are kicked out at some point in time during the meeting.
Okay.
But I'm okay with that.
Me too.
But
I love that idea.
What I did...
Really, Roger's like, get me out of here!
But what I did notice is that I have the public section of the meeting prior to any voting is open to the press and just about anybody that wants to show up.
Right, if there's no voting.
But what I have noticed is on occasions where there's no voting going on and nothing of great importance and earth-shattering news, we see a smattering of extremely active Republican Party members here in North Florida.
Right.
Who are not necessarily elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
But on voting night, we see everybody coming out of the woodwork. And the Salem Center is packed. There's hardly a chair available for anyone to sit in. But many of those are current, former, or possibly future elected officials that are coming out to press the flesh and take the temperature of the other party members to find out where they're at.
Right. It's politics.
It's my firm belief that there's really, if you delve deep enough, you will find that there's about seven families in Duval County that pretty much run Duval County. One is well entrenched in the Chamber of Commerce. And so if you can get the vote and the support of the Chamber of Commerce, if you can get the support of the FOP and the JFRD, there's really not much of a hill that you can't climb when it comes to local politics, other than name recognition. And we're going to see that played out in March when we see a former mayor up against someone who has no name recognition at all, but has an extremely large war chest of funds that he's been collecting over the last year. And we're probably also going to see one other candidate with an extremely large war chest jumping into the mayoral race.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that's,
I think so.
I think that's going to force a primary or a runoff. And then the fur is really going to fly when it gets, you know, further on down the road. Because I think it's going to be nasty. I don't think one candidate right now that we're thinking about for mayor or the incumbent stands out as a cakewalk. I just don't see it as a cakewalk, and I see it getting worse because we've had three stumbling blocks in the current administration. The first being this supposedly sale, no sale, talk, no talk of getting rid of JEA. That was a big front page cover story of, hey, what are you trying to pull here?
Yeah, and it went on for months.
And then we have the second story to that is, and that is the naming rights on the Veterans Memorial Arena,
right,
which was negotiated or has been talked about for the last 6 or 8 months, and kudos to Ben Becker who pulled that one out of the woodwork and got some copies of some letters and some transmissions back and forth, where it's prohibited by ordinance to even change the name of the arena without going to the city council and changing that ordinance.
And there's been quite a bit
they're talking about $1.4 million a year for the naming rights over a 10-year period, of which $1 million would not be allowed to be transferred to the general operating fund of the city, but that $1 million would be donated to veterans groups in the local area. Well, if that's the case, then there's no gain in it for the city. And there will be loopholes that will be found.
Well, and even so, there's been a lot of distress, shall we say, right, between the administration and veterans in general. And $1 million or no million dollars, a lot of them just are not happy that they've been left out of the loop. And you know, in a veteran town, a town that has, I think, is the second largest number of retired veterans in the nation.
Right. We haven't even scratched the surface to talk about the pushback for taking down the Hartbridge Expressway.
Yeah, yeah.
That you will not find anyone that is not employed by Stash Industries or the Con Group. You won't find a single person that's in favor of doing that. To a man, I have asked dozens and found no one.
Yeah. If they're out there, they're very, very quiet about it. I haven't really found anybody either. And yet, I did post something on Facebook just to kind of see what the reactions were. And
I saw that you had one troll that came up, and he was very much in favor of it. And then if you troll his page and do some checking and some double checking, you find out that he is part of the establishment. So
he is. And it's kind of an interesting transition because he didn't used to be.
Yeah.
But as time has passed and different relationships have been made, he has definitely moved in that direction.
I think we should not call them the establishment, but rather the disestablishment.
Right.
Ooh, good term. The disestablishment.
We are definitely a dysfunctional family here in North Florida. There's no question about it.
I it was funny because for 2 years as chairman, people wrote things about me, sent letters out about me, accused me of all kinds of terrible things, called me everything except a child of God. I mean, everything. I was even called a Luciferian witch, which I kind of like that part. You know, I think,
that's a multisyllabic word.
Yeah, you know, it was, okay, cool.
I wasn't a Democrat that called you
that. No, it was a Republican. And I still swear that guy stole my cauldron because I can't find it anywhere.
By the way, election night, I talked to that person.
Okay.
And said, you were real nice and not taking them to court. Yeah. I said, if you do that to me, slander or libel, I will see you in court and impoverish you
but
forever.
But that's also part of the game.
Yeah, I mean, when you become a public official,
you are a target, and that's just the way it is. But it was a couple of days before the election, I talked with Joe.
Don't say Joe Arpaio.
Senator,
he's in a different state.
No, he just became Joe. He just became a senator. He's Gruters, Joe Gruters. Oh my gosh, sorry, Joe. We were having a conversation. Joe was the chairman and then the co-chairman of the Trump campaign for Florida in 2016, and he is now a state senator and is about to become the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. He's a really good guy. I like him a lot. I wish him all of the best. And but we were having a conversation, and he told me, he says, Karen, I got the exact same thing. He says, for six years, when he took over took the establishment away, for 6 years, they hounded him. They called him names. They accused him of crimes. I mean, the exact same thing. And people just don't realize that this goes on everywhere. It goes on in counties throughout the United States. Whenever there's a change in power, this is what happens. And it usually doesn't happen going the other direction. When the power goes back to the establishment, people basically leave them alone because they're not wired that way. But when power is taken away from the establishment or disestablishment, they are wired just like the Democrats.
They're triggered.
They will use...
The young people call it being triggered.
Triggered? Is that what it is? I call it Alinsky tactics. Either way. that's how it works. And they just create dissension and tension. And then they go back to the people for the vote and say, you know, there's a lot of tension when you walk into this room. And people go, yeah, I don't like tension. And so they cave. Now, those same people who cave because they don't like tension in a room for an hour and a half once a month, they'll sit in front of their TV and on Facebook and they will talk about why on earth are those people that we sent to Washington, D.C., why are they backing down? Why don't they stand up for themselves? Really?
Well, I heard that this morning with the Trump motion yesterday to go ahead and do a CR, a continuing resolution.
Yeah. All right. Give us a call back at 904-222-TALK. We'll be right back.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for. And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Think about traveling this way. No TSA, no lines, no advanced 2-hour arrival, no crowded middle seat. The group that takes care of you is Go Fly Leasing. Go to their website right now, GoFlyLeasing.com. That's GoFlyLeasing.com. Rates start as low as $450 per flight hour with additional discounts through Go Fly Leasing's monthly membership program. Take advantage of it today. GoFlyLeasing.com. That's GoFlyLeasing.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are in the last quarter of the show. And I don't know why, but the time always goes by really, really fast. When I sit down, I think, oh, my God, how am I going to get through an hour? And then we get down to the last quarter, and I go,
yeah,
it's gone already.
Try doing 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours flies by.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
If the phone's ringing off the hook and you've got a guest in, 3 hours goes by like crazy.
Yeah.
And you've done it. You've been there with me many times.
Yeah. I've been there. And yeah, you know, some you just... You're like, wow, really? This is the last one? So, yeah, it's always interesting.
What are you working on for next week's show?
Next week, we're going to... Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Next week, we're going to have a discussion about immigration. We're going to be... We've got the president, the new president, actually, of the Floridians for Immigration Enforcement coming in, and that is Ken Morrow. And the vice president of that organization will also either be here or be able to call in and talk with us. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of bills that they are helping to put together and get sponsored in Sacramento in this next session, early 2019, regarding immigration issues and trying to get rid of all of the sanctuary provisions in Florida. So it's going to be very interesting. I know that they're working with some of the local politicians. I know Aaron Bean sponsored a bill for them. So we will be talking a lot about that. And also, regarding immigration, obviously one of the big things across the across the news spectrum is the wall.
Right. And it was just came up on the feed that Trump is not going to sign the new spending bill.
Yes.
Unless there is border funding built into it.
Exactly. Thank God.
So the Senate can vote on it all they want, and the House can vote on it all they want, but the president has just gone public and said he's not going to sign it. If I could.
That's why I had it turned to the screen. Thank you for, I'm glad you saw it.
Yeah.
We've got monitors in here so we can watch Fox News or whatever station we want while the show's going on. And this is incredibly important because I got to tell you, I know people out there listening to this show, by and large, are huge Trump supporters. And obviously the wall is something that has been a crucial part of everything dealing with Trump. I mean, it's one of the very first things that he promised to do, and he has kept so many promises, but this is huge.
It should be.
It should be.
Just the Western Union take alone. That's not so much that we have illegal immigrants flooding into our border.
Right.
But those immigrants flood into our border, and many people argue, oh, they're taking jobs that Americans could have. Well, that is kind of true, but it's also they're doing jobs that Americans think they're too good to do. And that's because the wages are very low for migrant farm workers, transitional farm workers. But the big thing about it is the guys are flooding into our country. They're doing these jobs, and then they're taking that money, and they're going to the Western Unions.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
going to the check-cashing places. Right. So they're cashing these checks from employers at check-cashing places with no revenue, no tax revenue based on that, no way to trace it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're taking that money, and they're going to Western Union. And here's the catch, or here's the figure. And we talked about this on my show once. $4.7 billion with a B. $4.7 billion with a B.
Right.
Every year leaves the United States and goes to Latin America alone.
Right, 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 and exactly. Mm-hmm. And recent figures have also shown that while there is like I think it was like a $12 billion infusion of taxes somewhere in the United States from illegal aliens, the cost to the states and the federal government to house those who are not
living off the
taxpayers is like 20 times that amount.
Right. It's not revenue neutral.
It's absurd.
If they want to come in and work and send money home, we don't want them to do that. But if they're going to do it, then you know where we go after? We go after Western Union.
Yeah, there
we
you go.
We tax Western Union.
Tax Western
Anything
Union.
Anything that you're sending out to Latin America.
50%.
Yeah, exactly.
50%. Take a 50% tax. Yeah, right.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer spit three times. indicated that they will not vote for a wall, but they'll vote for a fence, $5 billion. So here's my political compromise. Okay, we won't build a wall. We'll just build a fence that will extend 30 feet underground and 45 feet above
there
ground.
There you go.
It's just a real tall fence.
There you go. That's exactly right. You know, and the thing that aggravates all of us, I think, is that this should not have. We shouldn't be here at the last hour, the last moment, trying to get this through. We've had full control of both houses of Congress and the White House for two solid years. It's not the president who hasn't pushed for the wall. He has pushed for the wall constantly. It is the leadership within our own Republican Party who have not delivered. Yeah, Ray.
And the funding is to be $5 billion, and I propose that immediately that $5 billion should be put in trust so that the Democrats cannot take it back.
Yeah, exactly. Put it somewhere so they can't get hold of it
when
in January.
Think about that. It's not much more than 1 year's worth of money that's shipped to South America.
Oh, yeah,
think about
that's right.
$4.7 billion and $5 billion to complete the wall. Now, a lot of people don't understand that there are huge sections of the wall that are already up. They've been up for decades.
Right, right, right. And there's numbers out just recently. I saw within the last 2 days that in those sections of the country where the wall is indeed up.
There's no illegal immigration.
That it's down like 92, 95, and 97%.
Right.
But they're all being obviously hustled around to other areas, and they're still coming across if they can. Yeah. You don't have to put your hand up. Just talk.
There's an Afghan veteran who's lost three limbs, and he started a GoFundMe to build a wall. And in 48 hours, he had $1 million had been put into the fund. So that shows the public is putting their money where their thoughts are.
Exactly. And it's not just the Republicans who are in favor of the wall. It's
NPAs, more costs
it's libertarians, it's Democrats.
Now, these people in the caravan had diseases, really bad diseases, smallpox, tuberculosis.
Well, we're seeing what's happening to one of our colleagues in talk radio, Tucker Carlson, who's had people protesting in front of his house. He's had, when you look at the corporations that have gone back and asked them to pull their advertising from his time slot, there's a list. You won't see that advertised unless you look on the internet, unless you delve into talk radio and you delve into politics. There's a list of people that those three advertisers that pulled out, there's a list of 10 that want those slots.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we hear about the ones, they're leaving Tucker Carlson in droves because of what he said about illegal immigration. What he said, what they've construed is they've said that migrants bring disease and make our cities dirty and poor. That's not what he said. If you go back and look at the tape, it says illegal immigration leaves us with dirty cities and poor cities.
Right.
And that's true. And
that's
if you look at Tijuana, Mexico, if you just look at the streets, the piles of garbage that are there from this caravan of illegal migrants, they've gotten to the wall. We're not letting them across. And they don't know where to go.
Yeah, exactly. And so the same thing is happening there in Mexico. As a matter of fact, I understood Mexico is so fed up with them because they're stuck with them that now they're taking action to remove them back to their original countries because they just can't. They're not. Mexico's not going to deal with this
nonsense. One of these days this week, it was Monday or Tuesday, they arrested 300 people in one day. 300.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yay. Thank you, Mexico. Woo! You know, I mean, after a while, it just gets to be absurd. And so I commend the president for taking this stand. There's no reason to not take this stand. Do it now.
Because a country without borders is not a country.
Exactly. Absolutely. That is so absolutely true. We're coming up on the end of our show, and I want to thank everybody for listening today. We will, again, be here next week, every Thursday, 2 o'clock, through the end of the year, we are here at 2 o'clock. And we will be talking about the immigration issue in greater depth. So please tune in for that. It's going to be a great hour. I want to thank Bill very much. Thank you. He was just walking down the hall, minding his own business. We kind of
grabbed
him. I'll
take the other hall from now on.
And I want to thank Roger Henderson. Roger had to ditch out and take care of a commercial that needed to be recorded, but I want to thank him for being here. And Ray Morton, thank you very much for hanging in there with us today. Everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And it's so wonderful to be able to say Christmas. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, we can say that in this country again. I wanted to give you just a little sidebar. Today, after 17 and a half years, Laura Ingraham, one of the most fantastic ladies in daytime talk broadcasting, hung up the microphone today after 17
really?
And a half years. Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, she'll be on Christmas break now, and then after the first of the year, someone else will
be on her side. Wow. Well, I wonder what kind of wonderful things she's looking forward
to. Hopefully people will say that about us 17 and a half years.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, everybody, again, Merry Christmas. We love y'all. Next Thursday, 2 o'clock, right here on WBOB. Take care.
That means...